Trying to avoid another government shutdown. I'm Ted Lindner, Fox News. The deal has been reached, reportedly, on Sunday night. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson with the details.
Congressional leaders say they have reached an agreement on a top-line budget that keeps the government funding for 2024. Again, these are just top-line numbers. This is not a final deal yet, and does not include the supplemental bill that would strengthen the southern border and provide money for Israel and Ukraine. This bill will likely face opposition from conservatives in the House.
And that there, Fox's Lucas Tomlinson, the nearly $1.6 trillion includes $886 billion for defense and $704 billion for non-defense. Criticism continuing to be leveled at Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin for not telling the White House he was hospitalized last week.
Secretary Austin has been hospitalized following complications after an elective surgery. However, the White House, National Security Council, and Congress were never told he was in the hospital. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Langford said on Fox News Sunday, what Austin did say is actually worse.
We're at a time of a lot of turmoil internationally, and suddenly have the Secretary of Defense, more than just a matter of wasn't there, actually sent over false information saying I'm working from home when he's not actually available at all. That's a whole different issue.
Austin released a statement Saturday claiming responsibility for his failure to tell the president where he was. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And a North Texas teen has died after suffering severe burns to more than 90% of her body. Madison Lewis's mother confirming the 17-year-old died Friday night. She'd been in a medically induced coma and had undergone multiple surgeries at Parkland Hospital in Dallas. The Jacksboro teen burned severely weeks ago at a gathering over the holiday break. Lewis was standing near a burn barrel when her mother says another teen threw a pan filled with gasoline onto the fire. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Federal regulators say a chunk of fuselage and a door plug that blew out of Boeing's 737 MAX 9 aircraft have been found in a teacher's backyard.
I'm excited to announce that we found the door plug. Woo. Thank you, Bob. Bob, I will not give you Bob's last name, but Bob contacted us at witness@ntsb.gov.
National Transportation Safety Board Chairwoman Jennifer Homendy there. And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on a trip through the Middle East trying to prevent the expansion of the Israel-Hamas war. At a news conference in Qatar, he called for compassion for Palestinian civilians.
We have been intensely focused on working to prevent the conflict from spreading. And that is indeed a major focus of what is now my fourth visit to the region since October 7th.
Blinken also assured Arab leaders Sunday Washington opposes the forcible displacement of Palestinians from Gaza. Most of Gaza's residents already have been displaced by the conflict. A major winter storm dumping snow in parts of the Northeast now creating concerns about nighttime refreeze.
The priorities now for us in New England and really in New Hampshire where we are is trying to make sure these roads are cleared of snow and the roads and sidewalks are less slippery. So New Hampshire's Department of Transportation, they've got about 300 trucks at least clearing snow and salting the roads tonight. We're starting to see pavement, which is good, even though snow still coming down at times. But we know things were slippery out there for a while because state police responded to more than 100 weather-related incidents. Many of those incidents being people spinning out on the roads in their cars. But despite all of the challenges the storm has brought, some people have been hoping for this and praying for it because it's been a while since we've had a storm like this that brought a good amount of snow.
Fox Weather's Katie Byrne in Manchester, New Hampshire. I'm Ted Lindner, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.